My name is Ed Petty, and I want to welcome you to this short introduction on your three goals practice systems playbook, your practice playbook. Every team has a practice playbook. Every winning team has one. It basically consists of tried and proven tactics that the team has used and is using to succeed. It is basically a log of what works. The idea is that, and this is important, the idea is that if you keep doing what works, your practice will continue to grow. Now that may seem obvious, but it's often overlooked. If you keep doing what works, if it worked once, it'll probably work again, your practice will continue to grow. This is how a job develops gradually into a profitable and sustaining business. The playbook is divided into different sections of the office, such as the front desk, billing and collections, marketing, etc. When you can, as you are working in your office and building it up, you want to write down what you have noticed that is successful, a successful procedure in a particular practice area. And if it's in the front desk, if you've noticed something that's successful in the front desk, you would write it down in the front desk section or in the billing and collections section, any one of these sections. And there's actually a blank checklist in each section just for this purpose. Also in each section, there is a sample list of procedures from which you can choose. It's just a sample, and you can edit them and add your own or put in your own procedures. And if you're a member, if you're a PMA client, you're welcome to simply fax in that template or that sample, and we'll send you back a corrected version. We'll do the typing and just send it back to you so you have it for your own if you're busy. This practice playbook, you want to keep it simple. In each department, there's a list of procedures, and you can later on, if you want, write out how to do each procedure. Videotape how to do each procedure, but this is often takes so much time, and the actual how to do the procedures, they change. So we've found that on a practical basis, it's really only necessary to write down the key procedures, sort of like a table of contents. Look, I'll explain more about this in a moment. But the most important part about this playbook, can you guess what it is? The very most important part of it? It's using it. A beautiful office manual that took maybe 5 months, and I've seen this, 5 months to produce, hundreds of hours to complete, does absolutely no good. And you may have one of those. We may have one of these. Absolutely no good if it's tucked away along with all the other binders you have from seminars in the bookshelf. Does no good. So the key thing is to keep using it. All right, so we're going to start going over into some of the contents of the playbook and then how to use it. Again, this is just a general introduction. The first part of the playbook goes over the introduction to the three goals. Now, just as an introduction to the introduction or a preview to the three goals, the three goals is basically a model or a new paradigm of a new era management technique or model, rather. It's what Petty, Michael, and Associates actually trains on and has put together. So I'm going to go over it very briefly with you. It's common sense, really. It's really, we learned this from working with chiropractors. It's really the chiropractic model of management, even though, unfortunately, most chiropractors don't use it as a model of management. The first goal, of course, is just acute care, or in management sense, it's profit. Whatever else the business is doing, it has to survive. It has to make money. And profit to a business is like air to a body or food. It has to have it. So this is a goal that you have to have all the way through as you grow your business. You can't, and many doctors sometimes overlook this, you have to have the profit. That is the number one goal, profit. Now, between goal one and goal two, there's a long ways to go. At goal one, you don't really care about the playbook, to tell you the truth. what you care about, in fact, you don't care about any books, you don't care about anything on goal one, you just get your rear end in gear and go out and get busy. But once you start getting busy and once the money starts coming in and once the patients start happening, then you can start to systematize. Well, you need employees, and then you need to delegate things to your employees. And these are procedures that you start giving to your employees as you grow. This is gradually called systematization. And you delegate things to more and more employees, and gradually, bit by bit, you have a list of procedures. And you have procedures for the front desk, and you have procedures for the billing department. You have doctor procedures. You have management procedures. You even have leadership procedures. And, of course, you have marketing procedures. And the whole key to these procedures, the difference between getting to goal one and goal two, is finding out what works and keep doing it. I often refer to Aristotle. And I didn't read the whole part, but I've read part of something that he wrote in 5th century BC about ethics. And I have the quote here. He says that excellence is an art won by training and repetition. It's an art, excellence is, won by training and repetition. We do not act rightly because we have virtue or excellence, but rather we have those because we have acted rightly. And the way we act rightly, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. It's something you repeatedly do. So you start thinking, well, what do you repeatedly do? Are you repeatedly nice to your spouse, to your kids, or to your parents, or to your patients? Are you repeatedly nice to them? Are you repeatedly nice to your staff? How about this? Do you repeatedly exercise on a repeated basis? Do you repeatedly study? Do you repeatedly practice and review the tools of your trade? If you want to be excellent, that's what you do. We are what we repeatedly do. Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer, or one of the greatest golfers ever, you bet he practices and practices. He continually reviews the tools of his trade. So does the cellist for the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Practice, practice, repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. So the idea is that to get to goal two, you have put together all of the key procedures, and you practice them and you practice them, and now you have it in your playbook. And there it is. Now, goal three, of course, that's in a chiropractic model. Goal two would be structural, maximum structural improvement. And goal three would be what? Wellness. Goal three in business or in management are your higher purposes. These purposes, these are your give back goals, things that you want to give back to your community or to your church or to your family or to your children or to yourself. Maybe you've wanted to dig for clams in Bangladesh, or maybe you've wanted to learn Japanese, or maybe you've wanted to work in the inner city or build a church somewhere, whatever. Your greater purposes. That's goal three. We don't just work for money. We don't just work for having a good business. But we need all three of these in harmony. Okay, so those are the three goals. There's more to it, of course, but it's a new and different model that we've proven to be very successful. So the first part of the binder or the playbook goes over that. Now, what we want you to do is to write down your goals. And there's a section in the three goals part where you write down your goals. Goal one, how much money do you need? What's the minimum you need to profit do you need to make? Figure out how much money, and then in terms convert that to office visits. How many office visits? So that's your goal one. Actually, you can have another part of goal one, which is what's the maximum amount of money you need to pay off to retire all your debts for school and to fund everything you need to fund. What's that level and how many visits? So that's goal one. That's your goals. Write them down. Goal two is really what's your capacity? How many visits could you see in the morning? How many visits could you see in the afternoon? So that's how many visits you can see in a day. Add a new patient in the morning, add a new patient in the afternoon. So that's how many, maybe it's 40, maybe it's 140. That's how many visits. Just use visits. You can use other things, but we'll just use visits for now. So on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or on whatever your full days are, say there's 100, 100, 100, there's 300, and you add a Tuesday morning and a Thursday afternoon, whatever, however you schedule, it doesn't really matter. These are all arbitrary. You figure out how many visits you can see per week. 4.3 weeks in a month, So you say you can see 100 visits a week, 4.3 times 100, that's 430 visits a month. That's your capacity. And that's goal two. And also in goal two, you can write it, describe or get a picture of your ideal, what your vision is for, what would the front desk look like? What would the parking lot look like? What would the staff meetings look like? What would you be doing on Christmas? You know, where would you be on the 4th of July? On what island would you be drinking your green drink, your wheatgrass drink? So get the whole vision there. And you can even put it on a wall, your vision wall. But that's goal two. Goal three, you can write down what your goal threes are, what your long-range legacy goals, what you want to give back to yourself, to your family, to whomever. Those would be your goal three. So write down your goals. That's all in the three goals section. Then as we get into the actual departments, the first department in the playbook is sort of general team rules. And in it, we have a section that's often overlooked. What is the mission of the office? You should work out what the mission of the overall office is trying to do. What are we trying to do? And this is something you can work with your team on and have them help you put it together and review it every year. Then in it, we have the general team member job description. We have what are some of the 30 or 40 key things, there's 30 key things that is part of being a good team member, because before you're a front desk or whatever else, you're first of all a team member. Then in here, there's a sample table of contents for a employee handbook. It's quite a thorough one, actually. It's 30 pages. It's kind of an overkill, but it gives you a good idea. It's a sample general one of what you might put in a general employee manual, vacation time, Christmases, that kind of thing. Just your basic overall team rules. Now again, if you're a PM&A, a Petty Michael & Associates staff member, active client, just write on this, fax it to us or mail it to us, and we'll send you a good copy. You're welcome to do it on your own, but this is a service that we provide for all of our clients. By the way, if you're not a member, it's www.pmaworks.com, pmaworks.com, and that's our website, pmaworks.com, and go there and get a hold of us. So that's your general team rules right at the very beginning. Then we break it down by department. So we have front desk department, patient accounts, which is billing and collections. Look at this, like you've heard of a three-legged stool. Well, this is sort of an eight-legged stool. There's there's nine or so key legs here. And your office can run with just one or two or three, but not so well. It's like having a V8. A V8 engine, you could operate on maybe three or four pistons, but not really too well, and you'll never go as fast as you should go. You'll never reach your goals unless all of these are functioning really well. And this is what often happens. Doctors hit goal one. They make enough money to survive. They get up, they start working towards goal two, and they just can't quite get to goal two because there's one of these other departments that are just failing or stunted. So we have front desk, patient accounts, staff clinical, such as x-ray exams or x-rays, the doctor, of course, case management, which is often overlooked. It's not a big deal, but it's very important. Marketing, of course. Leadership, incredibly important as a department. And there's certain procedures that the leader should do on a repeated, habitual basis. Management, very important. There's sort of general office coordination. And then there's executive management. These two need to be done on a regular basis. Business, that would be accounting, making sure you're not spending more than you're making. Not too much. It doesn't take too much work, but it's discipline. And there's certain things that you need to be doing. And then there's miscellaneous. So these are broken down into various departments. Each department, we'll take one department. I have the book in front of me. Just open it up here. And the first thing in each department, you can grade it. So here we have grade your front desk. And at the top, there's a description of what, on 1 to 5, where 5 is very good and 1's not so good. 1's bad. So here, you can decide if this is good or bad. Appointment book. Spotty or empty. Patients come and go on their own. Front desk is busy doing something else, usually insurance, or annoyed by phone calls or patients. Oh, no, not another phone call. Oh, another patient. I've got to go here pretty soon. You know, they're thinking this. Front desk is disinterested, bored, and or worried. So is that one or five? Haha, good. It's one. It's not good. It's a liability, right? Now, how about this? Appointment book is full. Money's being collected. Referrals are being generated. And extraordinary service is being rendered. That's five. That's where you want. Every 3 months, there's a little section here. You can put the date and grade it, one through five. Now, keep in mind, this is not, and the whole staff can grade it. This is not about the people. Although the people will be doing it, you want to objectively grade the department because there's different people on the front desk, and you want to look at the system, not at the personality. The next part of the department is kind of gives the overall description of what the front desk is about. Now, I'm going to say something that may challenge some of your concepts, but the most important part of the department in defining it, or of a job description, but we don't use job descriptions as much as we use departmental descriptions because a person can have three or four different jobs. But so we're looking at each department. Like, think of a baseball team. This is the front. This is first base. This is what happens on first base. Is the mission. What is the mission of that department? And then what are the outcomes of that department? So for the front desk, the mission, I've asked many CAs, what's the mission of the front desk? Oh, to be nice to the doctor, to be charming, or to be pleasant, you know, to make the coffee or whatever. No. The purpose of the front desk, the mission of the front desk is simply to fill up the appointment book, to fill the book up. Now, to do that, you have to be nice, you have to schedule patients, you've got to do all kinds of things, but the purpose or the mission is to fill it up. And the outcomes would be, for example, a performance monitor might be a percentage of a fully scheduled day or a fully scheduled week or a percentage of kept appointments. So it covers this on each department. It covers a general outline or general overview of what that department is. Moving on, we turn the page. Then we list 15 or 20 or 30 different sample procedures for each department. Front desk, always called no-shows within 10 minutes, screened all incoming calls and took messages, you know, basic things, which again, you can add your own and you should add your own. And if you want, you can edit this and again, fax back to Petty Michael and Associates at 414-332-0909. That's our fax number, 414-332-0909. Fax it to us and we'll send you a new copy. So there's a blank sheet in here to write down extra procedures or successful procedures that you've seen for that department. So we have one for each department. Now, of course, we think of front desk, but then there's also collections. But there's also, wait a second, there's also, how about therapy? Therapy is often overlooked. Doctors, there's certain key things. Now, we just want to write down, imagine making a cup of coffee. There's 20 things going to making a cup of coffee, getting the water cold, the right amount, measuring the water, measuring the coffee. Okay, all these things, maybe grinding it. So to make a really good cup of coffee, there's 20 things you do. What happens is we're in a hurry, so we don't measure the water, and we don't measure the coffee. We don't even grind the coffee. And then, you know, we kind of throw it all together, and we end up with a cup. Maybe we just do 8 things. We end up with a cup of coffee that's, at least it's got caffeine in it. So we have that. If we do anything less, we probably wouldn't even have a cup of coffee. But at least what often happens is sort of a procedural atrophy. We start off with 20 things and it comes down to like the 8. Well, see, you get a bad, and then you wonder why, how come the coffee tastes so bad, or how come you start drinking tea? Well, I just don't like coffee anymore. Or I get, you know, acid, you know, stomach. Well, you're not doing it right. So again, it goes back to good old Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. So you write down these 20 things. As a doctor, it's good discipline. You're a professional. If you have professional discipline, write down the 15 or 20 things you do. You always give a written report of findings. You always talk about the care class. You always call the new patient after the first adjustment. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Whatever these are that worked for you once, keep doing them. Once you get this down, Then, and only then, are you ready to bring on another doctor or have really achieved goal two. So that goes for doctors. We have one, of course, for marketing, and we have one for the executive department. Executive really includes leadership primarily, and general management, and really general marketing too. And so one for each department. So that's your playbook. Just a couple more things, and we'll be through, and then you can get busy on it. You ideally have a consultant or a coach, a PM&A consultant, a three goals consultant, somebody who's trained in the three goals to help you through, put together the playbook and go from goal one to goal two. And the general process that your coach will be using, you don't absolutely have to have a PM&A coach. Ideally, you have somebody trained on the three goals management model. There's something called the three goals practice development process. And this is really the driver or the engine that will help you take your business from goal one to goal two. Again, getting to goal one is mostly get up off your rear, put down the magazines, get off the phone from your buddy and across the country, quit bragging or sharing horror stories, and get busy. You've gone to school enough, get out there and get to work. You know, and something quite often doctors who've done well in the past and then are hit with a financial emergency or whatever, well, you know, I've paid my dues, so I don't have to go out and do a spinal screening. Well, guess what? Maybe you do. You know, whatever it takes, you've got to get out there and get your business profitable. You don't really care too much about your playbook at that time. But once it gets going, by hook or by crook, then you start putting in these procedures. Now, the practice development process really has four steps, and it's covered in the three goals part. But in short, it's basically a continuous improvement process. A lot of it's taken from work done by Edward Demings, different quality control programs. There's a lot of other references that we have, but the idea is continuing to improve your business so you don't end up like General Motors and you end up more like Toyota, where that's kind of the whole story of Edward Demings, which you can learn more about later. You might maybe already know about it. But it's a continuous process of improvement. And so every week, and definitely every month, you review the numbers, you see how you did, your past performance, your past week, your past month, then you you work out some action steps, three or four action steps that will improve, that will turn things around or strengthen what's already going. You do some training, some role playing or whatever you need to do, reviewing, just go over the purposes of each department again. Oh, we forgot to do this. Oh, you know, something often is quite, it's usually somebody didn't do something. sometimes it's somebody did something they shouldn't have done, but often it's what we didn't do, what we should have done. But look at the systems, don't look at the people. Supervise it, oversee it, and when you find something good, put it in your playbook. And if you're not sure where to put it, just put it somewhere. But sooner or later, you'll put it in the right department, front desk, bill and collections. It's all pretty obvious. And your coach will help you with this. Your coach works with you on this practice development process bit by bit. So that's about it. We're just going to wrap up here. I'm really glad you have this, and I'm glad you're listening to this. You might have your staff listen to it as well. But again, the thing about this is that it does no good unless it's used. You have to use it. So haul it out at the staff meeting, open it up, look at the mission of billing or the mission of the front desk or the mission of marketing or the mission of the whole team, the team rules, and refer to it. Talk about it. Then you can even practice some of it. Once a month or every 3 months, every 6 months, you can do a little review of the department. Was this done all the time? Some of the time, oops, didn't get done at all. Was this done all the time? Some of the time, oops, it didn't get done. Again, you'll find if the numbers are going down, usually the 20 things you should have been doing, you're only doing 10 for whatever reason. Look at it objectively, so you're not blaming anybody. I mean, at some point, of course, somebody could be dropping the ball on purpose, or they're not getting enough sleep because they're staying all night partying or playing volleyball or something, playing Halo or some computer game. But more than likely, it's a system jam-up. And you can do, you work on these, work on it like any athletic team, like a football team or like an orchestra. You could call this a playbook or you could call it a music book. And you find, and you're writing your own music book, and you, this is your music, and you're going to get together with your gang, and you're going to play great music and make a lot of people happy. Okay, again, my name's Ed Petty. I want to thank you for listening to this. This is a general introduction to your practice playbook. Petty and Michael and Associates, www.pmaworks.com. Phone number 414-332-4511. Thanks again, and I look forward to talking to you soon.